You are listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. In-person instruction is something many parents have been demanding during the pandemic because they say virtual classes are not optimal for kids' learning and social engagement. But there are some Black parents in Los Angeles who would rather keep their kids at home because they say school bullying was unbearable for their children. In fact, according to a survey by parents' advocacy group Speak Up, nearly half of Black parents who participated in the poll said they wanted to continue with distance learning for their children because of severe bullying. One of those parents joins me now, Britannia Hurst. Her son Aiden is in the fourth grade. Britannia, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Larry.
Well, it's nice to have you. We all know that it's harder for kids to learn through Zoom screens, right? But you would rather have Aiden learn from home because bullying affected him so much. Can you describe just how bad things were?
I do feel that Aiden did learn more at home. It definitely opened up a comfort level for him and just allowing him to ask a question and be comfortable in asking it. I feel the Black boy experience in LAUSD sometimes can be a bit of a challenge. Just being bullied and asking for help, maybe being relentless to ask the teacher if the teacher could possibly be a part of the problem.
So were there things that sort of caused you to make this decision, though?
Right before the pandemic, we had experienced an issue with his teacher in the second grade. The students were lining up to get into class, and I stood by just to watch him go in. I love having that experience with him. And this particular morning, I witnessed a student of another race get hit in the line. And the teacher of another race, she turned around and just started accusing Aiden. She just started yelling at him and waving in her finger in his face. She never asked, and I just sat there in disbelief. There was another student trying to tell the teacher that it wasn't Aiden. It was a different person who actually hit the little girl. And the teacher just shushed the student. But I'll never forget, because when something happens between a Black boy and a female of another race, the aggressor is automatically assumed to be the Black boy. That made me feel weary as a parent, like, okay, is my son going to be okay and safe in this environment now with this teacher who potentially does not believe my son?
Some Black parents within LA Unified say they can't just drop off their kids and trust the school to get them ready for the future. Do you agree with that?
I agree. However, I do feel that no school is fully prepared to just drop off the student and leave the future entirely on the school's hand. I'm an involved parent in my son's education, but I do hold the school and the district accountable just for providing the tools and making sure the kids are in a safe environment.
So despite what happened to Aiden, you are now reluctantly sending your son back to the classroom after much consideration. How come?
Yes, it was truly a hard decision to come to. Ultimately, the winner was, I would have preferred Aiden to continue with distance learning. In the past years, he's excelled in his studies. His focus has improved. He's participating in class and showing effort. However, school does play a helping hand in social skills, and I'm trusting the promise of LAUSD and Callen. You know, this year they're promoting and providing us with different protocols and ways to show that the school would take better actions in the student's education, and I'm trusting that that option is true. And if it's not, I can always revert back to remote learning. I just want to at least try it to see what's happening.
Sure. The LAUSD and teachers face, of course, more obligations now since they have to follow COVID protocols. Are you worried that your kids and other kids who are being bullied at school won't get the attention that they deserve?
You know, I anticipate the teachers managing a healthy learning environment with COVID, but like any other parent, I am worried. There's always going to be some worry or doubt in the back of my mind of what could happen. However, I do feel that separate to the COVID protocols, the mental and emotional concerns for the students, I feel like this year, the district is showing us that they're better prepared to take those into consideration as priorities.
Are there things that you might be looking out for that would change your mind?
Definitely another experience with a racially motivated experience like the one we experienced in second grade. that would definitely be a disappointment and a turn away, because the focus is to get these students prepared, you know, and racial bias shouldn't be a concern of a fourth grader or any child of that nature. I am also I'm not too happy with the daily QR code. I don't know what the online system is, but I'm not too friendly with that.
We have been speaking with Britannia Hurst, whose son attends an LAUSD elementary school. Britannia, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate it.